The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hi guys, welcome back to Note to Self. I'm your host, Peyton Sarton, and today we're going to do an Ask P episode. Like many of you know, I like to do these once a month. I feel like it helps me connect with you guys so much more and just like know what's going on in your life. I'm a little bit nosy, so I like to know what's going on. And it feels like to me, after going through so many Ask P episodes and like questions, because there's so many questions, thank you all so much for submitting. I'm trying to get through them and kind of pick and choose based on like, I kind of want every episode to have something from each kind of category, I guess. So one, top of the episode, if you want to submit a question to Ask P, you guys can go to the description and there's a link there. It's like a Google form. It's completely anonymous. You can give me as much or as little information as you want, but I would say more information is better. Some of them are like way too long for me to read on the podcast, honestly. So like there is like a moderate length that I'm looking for, but I appreciate you guys sending in those questions. There's also submissions for other episodes that I'm kind of aggregating questions and submissions for in the description box, you guys know. Are in the description of the episode. So I'm pre-recording this episode just because I'll be traveling a little bit. By the time this one comes out, I will be in Los Angeles. So I'm so excited, obviously, to be what I consider to be my home. I've lived there for literally 8 years. So it's so weird to just like go back to LA and not be living there. But I'm going back for Stagecoach, or at least that's the plan. So if you're listening to it now and I'm still in Milwaukee, something went awry, okay? But mostly I'm already like gotten all my Stagecoach outfits together. I'm so excited. I'm planning on going so far with my friend Iman, obviously a friend of the pod, and Kelsey, which is going to be an absolute disaster. So definitely stay tuned for that one. It's going to be really fun though. But like I said, with the Ask P episodes, love when y'all submit it. I try to choose a question from each kind of genre or category, if you will. I do want to say at the top of the episode, like I say every single episode, you know your life better than me. You know the situation better than me. You have your gut feelings and your gut instincts. And the reason I started Note to Self was to kind of talk about how I was getting in touch with my own self and my own intuition and my own kind of direction and what I want in life. And I don't want it to be about exterior forces making me choose certain ways of life or different paths or kind of influencing my decisions because I don't know who I am enough. So I have to lean on those things. So it is kind of, I guess, ironic that I do an Ask P series. But again, I do like to connect with you guys this way. So up top, you know what's going on more in your life than I do. This is just like a fun little kind of flippant thing that I do. It's for entertainment value only, and it's for me to be a little bit nosy. Please don't take what I say too seriously because like I said, you are the person who knows best and you know what's best for you. And you know the characters that play a part of these stories better than I do. And you know yourself better than I do and what you want. So let's start off with that. So I don't know everything and it's not end all be all. Don't take me way too seriously. And with that, let's get into the first question. I have four questions today. Okay. Number one is a pretty light question. Hi, P. I'm so excited about your life changes and upcoming move and I can't wait to hear all about it through the podcast. Thank you so much. It's so sweet. As you know, baseball season has started and my boyfriend is a senior this year. He has talked to multiple teams about the possibility of getting drafted. Obviously, I want that so much for him because it is his dream, but I'm scared about the change and him moving. I work a full-time job and have just started my career. Do you have any advice on how to adjust to a baseball player's schedule or any tips for girlies in a baseball relationship? Also, I cannot wait for the game day outfit inspo, and you know that I have heavily creeped on your Insta for game day fit ideas. Good luck to you and Joe on the move in this upcoming season. Lots of love. Okay, so I would say when it comes to the change in him moving, there's no way to sugarcoat that that's hard. Obviously, if you guys live in the same city right now, the baseball season, especially if he's getting drafted and going to be going through the minor league process, which like everyone does, that's a really difficult lifestyle. It is not easy on the family. It is not easy on the players. They're constantly on a bus. They're constantly in a hotel in a random part of the U.S. They're constantly playing. It is a really, really difficult time. And I've heard a lot of women on the team that Joe's on now talk about their time being with, you know, their husbands during the minor leagues. And it is rough. Okay. So I don't want to say that it's going to be easy, but I think if you go into it knowing that like it's a little tough, but here's the thing, it's not too tough to where you can't do it. Like there's plenty of people who do it and they make it work. I don't know if y'all follow my friend Anna Hyde on, I think that's how you say her last name, on TikTok. We connected on TikTok first, and she's dating a guy who is now in the major leagues, but was starting the season in the minor leagues. So she had like, she talked about it on a TikTok where he like got called up and he was going to make his major league debut. So she's, and she's a nurse, and she was like in another part of the country, and she's like hurrying, flying like a red eye or something to see his major league debut and then fly right out to go to work. I think that that's kind of the level of commitment that you have to have. And of course, he was debuting the major league, so it was a big deal and she wanted to be there. But you kind of have to make the time for the travel. It has to be a priority, because I think, at least for me, long distance with Joe, we could go, we went, like, let's say we could see each other once every month, and that works for us. Some people would like more time together. Some people would like, you know, can deal with less. So I would definitely figure out how much time you guys want together and how much time you can spend apart. Because I do think sometimes, even though I loved long distance, when you go way too long without seeing each other, it kind of just like, it's just a weird vibe when you see each other again. Like I would see Joe for the first time in a month and be like, oh, like you're real. And it would take us like a second to get back into things, you know? So I would say set out a certain amount of time you want the goal time to see each other in. Also understand that during baseball season, during the main season at least, and during spring training, you're going to have to make the moves to go see him. But make sure you guys have some way of making it feel like 50-50. You know what I mean? So typically what I would do when I would get into town with Joe, he would pay for a number of my flights. I would still pay for some of my flights as well, but he would pay for a lot of my flights. He would pay for our like dinners and stuff like that. We'd go on a nice date night that he would plan, kind of to balance out the fact that I had to come to him during the season. And we would find like an off day for this, of course. And I would always base my travel around the off day. So as you can tell, like I'm saying, it is going to be complicated. It is kind of difficult. It's obviously going to be more, it's going to be harder than when you're living in the same city and the baseball schedule is a lot. But I also think with all of the bad stuff comes so much good stuff. I mean, watching someone that you love be good enough to play at a level like this, watching them do what they love is so hot, one. And I feel very grateful for that because I feel like it's a very special time for him and for us. And I think that, you know, when you look back on this time later on, when he's hopefully back, you know, he's up in the major leagues or something, you look back on that time and think like, wow, we really did that. We really made it work. So like I said, just prioritize seeing each other, communicate how much you do want to see each other, and make sure it still feels 50-50, though you'll probably be going to see him a lot. Some other tips that I have. I think that you need to understand, or you need to like talk to him about how he likes to handle games. So like sometimes, let's say Joe doesn't pitch as well as he wanted to, or something happens like that. I like to know how he likes to decompress and what he wants from me in those situations. I think that's a big thing for a sport where they're going to play a ton of games and you're going to be around for a lot of good ones and a lot of really bad ones too. Also with injury, like if he's hurt in some way, how does he like to deal with that mentally in a way that makes you feel comfortable as well? Because of course you're not going to, I think it could be easy to try to cater to them during the season because it is such a hectic time, but like you're also alive and you're a person and you get to have what you need as well. So definitely communication, and that really works. Another thing, game day outfits. Okay, I'm posting a lot on my social media about these. The thing that I've leaned on the most for game day outfits is Etsy. The hat that I'm wearing today was made on Etsy. You can customize so much stuff with numbers. There is a shop called EFM by Design that has really cute like embroidered pieces, just t-shirts and stuff like that. You can get a custom number on there or a name or a team in different colors. I'm obsessed. They have, you know, you can get like a sweatshirt with your boyfriend's number on it. Just little things like that. I love to support in that way too. And Joe always thinks it's cute when he sees my outfit after and I have like his name or his number on. So that's just a little side tip for that. But I wish you guys the best. Baseball is a really, really fun, cool family to be a part of, but it doesn't come without some of the more difficult, you know, factors as well. Today's episode is sponsored by Malk. So So recently I had a friend on, my friend Stasi, and she was talking about her simple pleasures. And she was saying that every morning she makes herself the best cup of coffee ever, like a better cup of coffee than any cafe can do for her. And she's obsessed. And she said her secret product, her secret ingredient is Malk. She's obsessed with Malk. And ever since that episode, I have been on my Malk game. So Malk is a premium plant-based milk made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They offer incredibly great taste without fillers, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant-based milks unfortunately use. I have spent some time checking out the labels in the plant-based milk section at Whole Foods. I clearly have some time on my hands, but it's scary what's out there. You just like assume that like they're all going to be healthy because they just like look healthy. The labels look healthy. The way they design the bottles, that you're just like, this is giving healthy vibes. No, they have so many extra things you don't need in them. And Malk is a real one for not having those things. I'm so excited to share they've just launched a new cashew milk following the same clean organic formula you know and love. Cashew Malk is made with just four simple ingredients. That's filtered water, organic cashews, Himalayan pink salt, and organic almonds. Perfect for coffee and everyday cooking. Cashew Malk is ultra creamy, smooth, and delivers a fresh new take on your typical plant-based milk. You can find Cashew Malk along with other Malk products now at your local Whole Foods. Find Malk's new cashew milk at a Whole Foods near you. It's time to take a quick break, sponsored by the Nike Indie Bra and Universa Legging. This is your sign to take a deep breath, refill your water bottle, and grab a healthy snack. I realize that this is a reminder that I need daily, so I figured y'all might need it too. Another thing you'll need to know, Nike's Indie Bra is back and now comes in three support levels, low, medium, and high, for however you choose to move. All three levels are designed to fit and flatter your body. Indie is made from soft material and thin, smooth elastic that will keep you comfy all day. The thin adjustable straps provide extra comfort and a customizable touch. I love that you can really choose your settings on this one. Now, let's talk about my absolute favorite legging of all time, and I do not say that lightly. Nike Universa leggings help smooth and lift, and they stretch with your every move. They're squat-proof, which is extremely important to me, and the mid-weight and Infinismooth fabric is extra comfortable. These are the leggings I reach for when I'm headed to the gym, running errands, or just need a cute, athletic, forward look for every day. I am not exaggerating when I say these are my favorite leggings ever. Luckily for me, they're extra durable and will last me forever. The Indie Bra and Universal Legging as a set are truly unmatched. This set is something I'm constantly reaching for because it never fails me. Find your feel with Nike bras and leggings that deliver supportive flexibility and comfort for whatever your day brings. Shop now at Nike.com. Okay, number two. I love your show so much and respect your advice and views on life. I think I've really messed up and I can't turn to anyone else about this because I'm so scared. But I started a job in January 2023. My supervisor and I immediately clicked. We knew what each other needed at work, how to support each other, everything. I thought it was just good work chemistry. We then started texting outside of work. We became inseparable. We could call and text nonstop and learn that we shared a lot of the same views and perspectives. In September, we ended up going on a drive together. I could tell there was something more going on. He tried to kiss me. I told him I wouldn't and couldn't do that with a married man. Fast forward, we end up together in bed, and it was the best thing I've ever experienced. He showed me so much love and support, but I know it's not right because he's married, 14 years older than me, and my boss. In January 2024, I decided to turn on my dating app because all my friends thought I needed to get out more, so I turned it on, not thinking I'd meet anyone. No one usually does. I matched with a guy and we started talking. He's my age, has a good job, and is super respectful. Everything I value. I didn't tell my supervisor about me going on the first date, which has turned into three dates now, and my supervisor flipped out. Keeps telling me that I'm the love of his life and that he'd give up everything to be with me, but I can't help but think everything is too messy and our situation was doomed from the beginning. I've tried to tell him I want to move on, but the second I see him, I fall back to wanting to be with him. He really is my best friend, but I know something is wrong deep down. He says I make him happiest and that his life doesn't have meaning without me, and I'm so scared that if I move on, he's going to hurt himself or spiral so deep into depression, and I don't want to be the cause of that because he is so amazing. But I also think this dating app guy could possibly be something and it would be so much less complicated. I'm so stuck and scared and feel like I can't talk to my friends because my supervisor is married, so we've had to sneak around. I've never wanted to be that girl, but now I am and I'm so scared I'm ruining my life. For context, I'm 24, my supervisor is 38, and the dating app boy is 24 as well. I have a good job that could lead to so many opportunities, but if people find out about this workplace relationship, it could ruin my reputation. But he also has showed me so much about love that I never knew possible. Am I crazy to let go of maybe the best love I can get? Or am I delusional to think that he would change his life for me? I'm also terrified of the type of judgment I'm going to get from my friends and family. I'm a type A perfectionist that hates making mistakes, and I feel like no matter what I do, I'm making a mistake. Any advice would be so helpful and appreciated. I love the show, and thank you for being the most real and honest version of yourself with your audience. Okay, there's a lot going on here. One, absolutely no judgment to you. I know emotions run high in certain situations. I know about chemistry. You clicking well with someone, it can cloud your judgment, things like that. I have a golden rule when it comes to relationships. For starters, the beginning of a relationship. The beginning should be the easiest part. If it is not easy in the beginning, it's not going to be easy down the line. Number two, you don't want to be with a man who can fall in love with someone like this, as he's saying, while he's in a relationship, because the likelihood of him doing this to you is also very high. That's just the reality of the situation. I know there are, you know, outliers to this, but I don't, they are so few and far between. And I think that chemistry can really, really corrupt your judgment, like I said. And this is already so complicated. You already feel so sick about it, clearly, and you already know that it's wrong deep down inside, which you need to be listening to your instincts and your gut and not to the superficial chemistry that you have with someone like this. Barring the fact that it could also affect your job in a big way if people find out, and you obviously value your job, like you've said, I think this very much needs to end. You are not responsible for this 38-year-old man's life and his feelings and his emotions. He is a grown man. He has to get his shit together. And I totally understand the feeling of feeling worried about him, but you're a 24-year-old girl. You are not ruining your life, by the way, by any stretch of the imagination. This is probably something you're going to learn from, but I think that you wouldn't want to be with a man like this, especially from the other side, if you were the other woman. And again, the likelihood of that happening again is it's very possible. I saw something recently. This girl came up on my TikTok feed and she was talking about how someone told her, you can tell how much a woman loves herself by the partner she chooses. And obviously I feel like that is, it can hurt some people's feelings for sure when you say that, because it makes people very aware of the fact that they're choosing partners that are clearly wrong for them because they don't love themselves. I think that you're just getting caught up in the emotion, the chemistry of it, which again, understandable. But there's so many red flags here. And the fact that I think if he was really in love with you and he could be in love with another person, he would have already changed his life for you. You know what I mean? Like if you are the crazy outlier of all of this, he's going to do whatever it takes. There's not going to be sneaking around. And you won't want to do that forever. You know what I mean? So I think this is one of those things that when you end it, hopefully you're going to look back and be like, damn, that was such a mind fuck, but I learned so much. And you're going to be so happy that you did. But again, I don't think that even in the last year you've ruined your life. It's just an experience that you had in your 20s. Like it's not going to be a massive deal unless you let it go on for way, way too long and you miss this part of your early to mid 20s in the dating world because you were with someone who clearly has some fucking problems. So that's what I would do. That's really short and to the point, but I feel like you deserve so much better. And I think the dating app guy is very promising. And even if he isn't the one, use him as a distraction to get you out of this like endless loop of this guy. I do worry about like blowback at work, like what's going to happen with your work situation. But I also think that ending it is probably better in the long run for your job. And I don't expect it to be easy or I guess stable, like a normal person ending, because clearly he seems pretty emotional. So I wish you all the best. I believe in you. I really think that you should end it and start seeing what the world has to offer you when it comes to normal, available men who aren't so dramatic, you know? Today's episode is sponsored by First Leaf. If you're a wine lover like me, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I found the most personalized wine club that has amazing wines and exclusive perks, and it's called First Leaf. So I have been a First Leaf member for quite a while, actually. When Joe and I first moved in together in Dallas, this is like part of Peyton and Joe lore. This is like a while ago, okay? I got introduced to First Leaf because I got sent like a couple boxes of wine. And then we did like a partnership. We did like a video of us moving in together with First Leaf. And since then, we are big First Leaf stans. As a First Leaf member, I get to discover new wines I'm guaranteed to enjoy. That's because First Leaf gets to know your unique preferences. To start, I answered a few quick questions on their website about what flavors I like, how often I drink wine, and if I prefer red, white, or rosé, which I always prefer a red. Based on my answers, First Leaf created an amazing selection of wines just for me. And then when I rate those wines, my wine selection gets even more tailored. So I'm a huge Cab girl. I absolutely love a Cab and I love trying new Cabernets, but I also like when First Leaf knows that that's what I like specifically, and then they give me new things to try out. Like, I never really thought I was a Pinot Noir girl, but I've tried a few Pinots from First Leaf that I really, really like, and it's because they just know me so well. I also, you know, try to get like some white wine because I don't drink white wine as much, but I get a little bit in each shipment just to have on hand if I need some, you know, if we're doing a weekend Saturday or something like that. I love a white wine for that. Obviously, you don't want red wine teeth. It just doesn't work for me when I'm out and about on the town. But at nighttime, always a red wine. Best of all, I get to choose when I want my box delivered and how often I get a new assortment of wine. So you're in complete control. Join the club today and discover new wines you'll love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/note to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/note. firstleaf.com/note. Today's episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen. Okay, I know y'all have seen the Sleepy Girl mocktail. It's all over TikTok. And that means you've probably seen R.W. Knudsen as well. R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. The organic Just Tart cherry juice is having a moment thanks to tart cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery. Like I said, that viral Sleepy Girl mocktail we've seen all over the internet. They also have organic Just Pineapple juice. Pineapples might help with inflammation, immunity, digestion, and heart health. There's also Just Cranberry. Cranberries may help with digestion, hydration, and to help prevent UTIs. Very important. I always have cranberry juice on hand. And the organic beet juice. Beets might help fight grumpy guts, aka it aids in digestions, workout stamina, and heart health. So many great options from R.W. Knudsen. I am very much a tart cherry juice drinker, so I've been having it with my Sleepy Girl mocktail in the evening. But also, I love this juice for the cherry smoothie that I make. I just like put like the juice and then frozen cherries, some pineapple, and a few other like ingredients. I add some chia seeds and some protein and stuff like that. And I have the coconut whip as well. It is so good. I have at least one a day. And then I also have my cherry juice at night. I also just love the taste. I'm obsessed and I love that it's getting its moment with a Sleepy Girl mocktail. So R.W. Knudsen's juices are 100% juice made with only high quality ingredients. They're crafted for life's little wins. It doesn't need to be a big win to celebrate your healthy decisions. When the glass is half full, you just keep pouring. R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today, and then check out TikTok for all the amazing recipes people are putting together with their tart cherry juice specifically, because that's my favorite. All right, number three. Hi, Peyton. My name is Kyla, and I'm 24. I'm writing in to ask you for advice about having to leave my family behind to pursue a career. I currently live about a three-hour drive away from my parents and most of my extended family. I'm from a small town, so to even go to my university, I had to move. I also work in science and neuroscience, so it was never expected for me to move back to my small town after school because there aren't job options for me there. My boyfriend just got his first post-residency job as an anesthesiologist. I'm so proud of him. And I encourage him to take a job in the DC area closer to his family because the jobs are better there than where we currently live. And there's a lot of potential for me to expand my career there. I was recently accepted to a master's program in DC, bioinformatics and molecular biochemistry. And I plan on pursuing a PhD. So I'm planning on living in that area for like the next 6+ years. While that all sounds great, it's literally across the country from my family because we are all from SoCal. Even though I'm excited for all of these big changes, I can't help but feel guilty for leaving my family behind to pursue my own interests. Do you have any advice for me? Thank you so much. Okay, first of all, sometimes when y'all write in and you guys are listening to Note to Self and you're so fucking cool and smart, I get like a little bit of like a, I don't know, imposter syndrome. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? I'm so sorry. I appreciate you so much. Y'all are actually so cool. The more of you that write in, I just realize how smart you are. And I'm like, damn, I should go like read a book or something real quick. Let me just get it. I'm a little rusty. I haven't been in college in a long time. So one, you sound so sick. Two, DC. You know, I love DC. You got to look at my DC highlight. I loved when we lived in DC. It was so fun. I miss DC every day of my life. The food is great. I mean, y'all are just going to have the best time. So moving on to the topic, the guilt of moving away from your family. I think that we, and I did this a lot when I first left Texas to move out to LA. And I was there like for 8 years, like I said earlier, very far from my family. Obviously not as far as you, but it's still going to be like one flight away, right? Maybe for you, like a flight and a drive because it's a small town. But anyway, I think we really underestimate how easy it is to hop on a plane. And if you prioritize it enough and if you plan ahead, I think that you can get those trips in there where you're not going to feel as guilty because you can see your family pretty consistently. I'd also encourage them to come out to see you. My family didn't do that so much because my little brother is still in high school. So he was doing that, playing baseball and stuff like that. So throughout my entire 20s, Brooks, my little brother, he's 12 years younger than me. He has been in school. So they really didn't come out to see me. I had to go see them. But when I talk to my family about it, though they all spend, like when I tell you all, my family spends every waking second together, like my grandparents are always with us, my mom's parents, constantly with us. Those are my best friends. They're like second parents to me. And then my parents, and then in my parents' home for the last like 5 years, my sister and her husband have lived with them. And then they had a baby, Reese, and they were also, I think they still currently live with my parents right now, waiting for their house to be done. So that's what, four generations of family together constantly. And I was out in LA and never around. So there was a level of guilt. There was a level of FOMO. There was a level of like, damn, I need to spend this time with my family, especially my grandparents as they get older. But I just realized it falls on me to prioritize that, because also from my grandpa's generation and the generation before him, everyone has worked so hard to get us to the point where their kids could have a better life and their kids can have a better life and do what they wanted and they could have a better life. And for me, my grandpa, for example, didn't have any options. He worked his ass off and became unbelievable at what he chose to do, which was petroleum engineering. And he's worked since then. I mean, he's almost 80. Or is he 80? He's getting there. My grandparents and parents are pretty young, but he still works now to this day because he loves his job so much. But he's done so much for me to be able to do what I want to do. And when I first decided I wanted to initially be a blogger, that's what I wanted to be. When I got out of college, I had a degree in political science. And I said, Mom and Dad, this is not my passion. I want to write on a blog and I'm going to move to LA and make it work because that's where the girlies are doing it. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? But I believed in it. And the first person to believe in me actually was my grandpa. And he was like, listen, I see a lot of you in me. This reminds me, he said, the whole social media reminds me of an old time oil rush. You have to be where it's happening to get a piece of the pie, which was a text that I actually have framed now in my office, because it was so special to me that he was the one who's kind of like the patriarch of our family and the person who's allowed for generations past to go to good schools and travel. And I got to, you know, study abroad all because of him. Having that support meant a lot to me, and moving out actually meant a lot to them, even though I couldn't day to day be with them. And I know for a fact from your story and from what you're talking about, your family is so, so proud of you. And at some point you have to choose to kind of leave the nest and really focus on yourself and focus on your career and build it for the next generation of your family. So I think you should look at it that way first, because of course you're going to feel guilty, but also this is a really exciting time for you and a really exciting time for your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, and the generations that come after should you choose to have kids and stuff. I think it's important for you to do this. But again, if you're feeling guilty, it's a plane right away. Just hop on a plane whenever you can, make the time, prioritize, plan ahead, and get excited for those moments. And when you visit, really be there. That's what I really try to do. I try to batch all my work and get it all done. So when I go home, I can at least like sit down with my grandparents, talk to them. They really like to, you know, have sweet tea on the porch in the evenings. And I make sure that I'm really present for moments like that with them. So I feel like I get it all out while I'm home. And I will say, I need to be much better at this. With the moves, with baseball, with a move to LA, we moved to Dallas briefly. In the last 5 years, I've been truly kind of everywhere, but mostly Los Angeles. I admittedly need to be so much better at prioritizing this. And that's something I'm trying to do this year, is get home a little bit more than normal. So I understand feeling guilty, but I would feel more proud than anything. And I would feel like you're kind of going out and representing your family in the world in a really, really cool and interesting way. And you're obviously killing it. And so is your boyfriend. That's so exciting. So like I said, love DC. Y'all are going to have so much fun. And I would get excited for that portion too. And try to get your family out to visit. It's a really great place. And people kind of overlook like the scene outside of necessarily like, you know, the tours that you do in DC. The museums are great, by the way. Me and Joe did that a lot on the weekends. But the food scene's amazing. Shopping's amazing. Virginia, parts of Virginia are so freaking beautiful. Georgetown is gorgeous. Y'all are just going to have the best time. So I'm so excited for you. Okay. Last but not least, number four, I want to start off by saying how much I love you and your YouTube videos, podcasts, etc. for years now. You're truly my big sister that I love so much. Thank you so much. I love being everyone's big sister. I feel like I've fallen into my role here. I like it. I wanted to ask you your take on a situation that's been happening in my life lately. So me and my friends have met a new girlfriend who is from the city we all moved to, and yet she doesn't have many friends here despite growing up here. We've all been kind of noticing some strange things that she will do, like copying our TikTok videos down to a T. She used to say she would never, ever want to post or make any TikToks, wearing exactly what we wear and just copying other really strange and random things. She's a nice girl, but lately she has taken it too far and decided to become a fitness trainer at the same studio I teach at. I usually wouldn't have a problem with this, but she has started to brag to me about how close she's getting with the other instructors and how amazing she is going to be at teaching. And it might sound selfish, but I really loved having this one thing for myself. And now she is swooping in and copying that too. Do you have any advice for me on how to navigate this or to say something? I didn't want it to have to get to the point of me speaking up, but it's honestly really starting to irritate me now, and hanging out isn't as enjoyable. Let me know your thoughts. Thank you so much. P.S. I'm so happy you and Joe are back together. Okay, so one, I understand the red flags of she lives in the city and has no friends there. I've met some people like that in Los Angeles who like grew up in LA and didn't really have any like friends. I don't want to be too judgmental. I grew up in a military family, so like we did move a lot, but I lived in Fort Worth since I was like in seventh grade, since I was like 12 or 13. And I have friends from home. Another thing though, I would say like if I moved back to Fort Worth, Texas right now, my friends from home don't live there right now. So that might be also a thing, but I think I could find some friends, like Jesus Christ. But I know the type you're talking about. If it's not because of the moving and the friends are gone, if it's more like she doesn't have any friends because she can't maintain friendships, I know that exact type. And even if they're nice, I'm going to be honest with your friendships in your 20s. I am so, 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 so picky. And I'm so picky with whom I try to navigate a friendship with. What I mean by that is if I have an issue with someone and I love them so much, like let's say me and my friend Kelsey, we've been friends for such a long time. We've had like bickering in our relationship. We've had times where we've been closer, we've been more far apart, and we've had times where we've offended each other or something like that. We talk about it and we get through those things like as if you're in a relationship, you know, like you just have to get through things and it makes you stronger in the end. But for me, there's so many people that will do things that annoy me, or so many people that just give me bad energy, or I give them as many chances as possible and I'm just not feeling the vibe. I don't even try to fix it, honestly, because I just, there's too many, there's too much going on where I'm living my life there. I have friends already. I don't need to add more friends if they're not like literally like the exact thing I'm looking for in a friend. So for me, I wouldn't in this situation even say anything. I would personally back away slowly. I know that's not necessarily the advice that a lot of people will tell you, but I also don't think that it's worth, you know, possibly getting an argument about it, or like her gaslighting in you into thinking that y'all are crazy, or like she seems a little bit off right now. I don't know what it's going to be like when you guys confront her, and especially if it's like a we are confronting you situation where there's like an in-group and an out-group, and this girl's already clearly wants to, doesn't know who she is and has to like try on all these hats, and she wants to be in the in-crowd, which is why she's copying. I just think that this is like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen in the back of my head. Probably not going to get that dark, but for me, this is not something that I would normally entertain, and it's not something I would like bring up. I would just kind of like try to fade out, which again, maybe not the most mature advice, but in my opinion, that's what works best. It's what's worked best for me. And maybe it could leave like a bad taste in the other person's mouth that I kind of faded out from, but we don't have time. All right. If this was high school and you were forced to be around this girl because y'all live next to each other, you go to the same school or whatever, like that would be a different scenario, but it's a big, huge world out there. There's a lot of friends that you can have that she can have. And in your 20s, I feel like I'm just like, it's either working for us or it's not. And I don't really owe an explanation for like, for anything, unless we have like a full friendship breakup because it's one of my best friends or something like that. But anyway, I would back away slowly. I don't know how you're going to do that because I don't know this person. I don't know what y'all's weekends look like, who hangs out with who or whatever. But yeah, that kind of thing a little bit scares me. Someone like that gives me some red flags. And you deserve good friends that don't make you stressed on your off, you know, in your off time. Like, we're all working, we're paying taxes, we're stressed. Adult life, like the things you need to buy, the things you need to do, the things you need to like do to maintain life every day, they don't stop. So in your off time, that's when you want to have a good time. You don't want to deal with like weird vibes and drama and stuff like that. So you owe it to yourself, I think, to give yourself a little more peace if you're at all stressed out by, you know, people that are supposed to be making you happy consistently, you know? Anyway, those are the four questions for today's Ask P. Thank you all so much for writing in today. Come find me on Instagram at Peyton Sartin and on TikTok at Peyton Sartin. Let's freaking fingers crossed for the no TikTok ban, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do with my evenings when TikTok's gone. That's going to be the worst. Another thing that I need to do that I haven't done in a couple episodes is my note to self for the week. Going into my weekend in Los Angeles with two of my best friends, to kind of circle back to an earlier question about feeling guilty for leaving family, I also feel guilty about leaving my friends. So I really want to make sure that I am really present with two people that I care about the most in this world, and we're going to have the best weekend ever and just go into it so excited. I've really, really minimized the amount of work I need to do. I did a lot of my stuff like pre-stagecoach, which I like because now I'm free. And I just really want to spend some really good quality time with two of my best friends in the world. So I need to be present and take a breath and not worry about the next thing or whatever party or whatever person's even going on stage. It's just about me and my friends and our cute outfits, I will say. So thank you all so much for listening. I'll talk to y'all next week. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind the scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.